The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, broadcasting live from Salem Media in Los Angeles. Coming home later, I guess tomorrow. And we'll be on the air tomorrow. Wanted to stay with you, you know, and we're very, very proud to tell you Janice Dean takes the time. She's so busy, especially now, this time, doing weather for everybody on Fox News and kind enough to join us on the radio. And we don't take that for granted. Always appreciate it. Janice, welcome back to the show. Just awesome to have you with us always.
Oh, you know, I will be on your show anytime you ask me.
Can we ask what time you get up in the morning? If you're on Fox and Friends first, you're up. It's got to be 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Janice. Yes,
it's 3 a.m. and I literally have my clothes put out like I'm a kindergartner the night before, so that I literally just have them out there and I get dressed and I get in the car.
I love that the same way. You don't even think about it. It's too early to think. I got it. God bless you. Well, we love you. We love you for who you are, what you are, and on TV and on the radio show here. And your thoughts, please, about, you know, CNN, they finally fired Chris Cuomo. And I know it's been a tough, tough couple of years for you, Janice Dean. Your thoughts on that firing, if you would, please.
Well, I wrote an op-ed about it, and you can find it at foxnews.com. I talk about the fact that these guys from the very beginning, Joe, were joking around on CNN when thousands of us couldn't see our loved ones before they died. We couldn't have wakes or funerals. And they're the Cuomo brothers on their comedy hour joking around about who their mother's favorite son is, the best meatballs, the love gov. And also, you know, that big cotton swab act, which actually was the reason why I spoke out the very next day, because I was so infuriated seeing them with comedy props. And, you know, there's a time and a place for comedy, right? And when thousands are dying, I don't think that was appropriate. But that's what made me go on my friend Tucker Carlson's show the next day to talk about what happened to my family and why these guys weren't talking about the thousands that were dying in New York. So even though that was such a moment that from grief to anger, it was an important moment because that's when I realized I had to speak out.
Yeah, and you know, is anything going to be become of that? It's like everything, all that mismanagement in nursing homes and in New Jersey as well. They say they're investigating it, and Tish James, the attorney general, is investigating it. Sometimes I think they're just blowing smoke, you know. I hopefully they are, because it's the least you deserve, Janice Dean.
Well, there are several investigations still in New York, and I believe the results will be criminal. I really believe that. I think we'll start to see some results of some of those investigations in the next couple weeks in the new year. But for all those other families, you know, I think there should be like a 9/11 style commission in D.C. for all of these governors that decided to put infected patients into where our most vulnerable resided. If you look at Ron DeSantis, regardless of what you think of him, he made sure that not one COVID positive patient was put into nursing homes. Why did he decide that while the others thought it was okay to put infected patients into nursing homes while not telling their family members?
Yeah, it's so true. And reading on FoxNews.com, Cuomo brothers canceled. Here's how they turn mourners' grief into rage. And it breaks my heart, too, because, you know, Matilda, their mom, is such a great gal. And what a year. And Andrew, but what goes around comes around. You can have that attitude. I wonder if they let Chris Cuomo go, Janice Dean, because the numbers are, you guys are crushing it. You're Fox and Friends first, Fox and Friends, the whole Fox lineup is crushing it, and CNN isn't even showing up, and I'm being kind. Maybe it was it a ratings? Are they just using this to get rid of Cuomo because of the ratings, do you think?
I think it was just too many things that were coming up. Not only did he lie to his audience and his coworkers about not delivering the truth, you know, he said that he wasn't covering up for his brother and he wasn't smearing or retaliating against the women. Well, now we know black and white text messages. That's exactly what he was doing. He was trying to smear those women that were coming forward, those brave women. And now we know that there are accusations against Chris Cuomo himself. So unfortunately, it looks like they're cut from the same cloth. And I think it finally got too much and they had to let him go.
And Janice, if we may, before we let you go, your family's okay, husband's okay. I mean, I can't even imagine, just not being able, just what you went through, not having been able to physically, you know, hug and see your in-laws, your husband, his parents, and then the mismanagement of the state, and to take this long to find out about it. Is everybody doing relatively okay under these tough situations?
We're going to have a good Christmas. We believe in God. We believe my husband's parents are with the angels, Mickey and Dee. Yeah. It would have been Dee's 80th birthday this coming weekend, and we're going to celebrate that. We won't forget them. Hopefully there is some justice, because a lot of families are going to be feeling, the pain this holiday season.
Janice, you're a special person. You are an angel, and we appreciate you joining us. You give hope to absolutely everybody. Love having you on the show. Love watching you. And I can't wait to see you in person, Janice Dean.
I love you, buddy. As long as it's okay to give you the world's biggest hug, I can't wait to see you.
Love you back. Thanks, Janice. God bless. Take care. Janice Dean right now. You know, I think about it because, you know me, I'm a softie, and I think about when the state does something, government does something, and it just when you're not allowed to see your parents and you can't see them, and that happened to so many people. And it just, and by the way, I hear and see your tweets about the vaccine. I get it that you don't want to get the vaccine. And when someone comes up and says, we want to, you know what, you should take the vaccine. Please don't. I just like to, I'd like to bring out all avenues of discussion. You know, I like to bring out all points of view. So when if I had the doctors on, psychologists on, they say, take the vaccine, please take the vaccine. But on the other hand, I understand that you don't, you shouldn't be forced to take it. And I also am puzzled why, when they do have treatments for this, they don't initiate that the way Ron DeSantis has done down in Florida. And then it incenses me when it happens to Janice Dean, when her in-laws are in a nursing home and they don't even protect the people there, when Donald Trump, excuse me, sent the USN Comfort up to New York. You remember that when they opened up the Javits Center and they were supposed to take sick patients, put them on the Navy ship, put them in the Javits Center away from these nursing home folks. And they were just right into the hospitals. It just spread like a rapid fire. And Janice thinks there'll be criminal, criminal charges. Well, it remains to be seen. It takes so long because I think about what's happening here. And then I think about what's happening with Hunter Biden as well. All the evidence in the world has come out against Hunter Biden. Where's the DOJ in all this? When you see about it, if you read Miranda Devine's book, Laptop from Hell, okay, got it, I think. And you listen to Tucker Carlson talking to this guy, Lieutenant Bobulinski. Where's Hunter Biden? It's like the president is compromised, and they don't touch on the things that affect us, you know, including this mismanagement of nursing homes. It goes right away. So hopefully, you know, we'll keep the positive attitude. And about the shots, too. And I know Nina said, Dr. Ratcliffe said that ivermectin was, a dewormer. She said primarily that's what it's used for. And primarily it is to get lice out. It's also used for lupus. But it has some positive effects on the, but it's not, but you know, we had some folks on the show who are experts who are saying that the tests aren't conclusive about ivermectin or about hydroxychloroquine. But I will tell you right this, personally for me, HCQ worked. Hydroxychloroquine worked. I'm not going to question it. For me, it worked. My doctor thinks I'm a wacko. He goes, it's a placebo. I said, Doc, all I know, I took that. I took the Z-Pack and I took the zinc. Boom. Next morning I was up and I was absolutely fine, with not even feeling any ill effects after I had the virus over a year ago. So we don't know what to believe. You know what is painful, my friend? Nobody's in charge. Nobody's in charge. It's you and me. And we got to push our way through together.
Well, now you have Mayor Dumbell telling all private employers on December 27th, 4 days before he leaves office, that you have to be vaccinated. You have to have at least a first shot.
He claims Biden's trying to do the same thing, and he's getting killed in the courts.
Biden has been struck down over and over and over again. What de Blasio is saying is he's saying his mandate will stand up in court. I don't know how that could possibly stand up in court. Because now, I mean, face it, our company is a private company, right? I can guarantee you that not everybody in this company is vaccinated. And my issue is this. Why is it that government is overreaching here by forcing people to do it? Joe, I'm a believer that you should get the vaccine, right?
But if you
choose not to get it, that's on you as the individual. The government should not be telling a company, a private company, mind you, hey, by the way, all of your employees have to be vaccinated. I don't understand why government is continuing to overreach. And this idiot is out of office in 4 days after this mandate takes effect. Now, where is the mayor-elect where we could get, hey, maybe we can get a comment from Mayor-elect Eric Adams? Ghana. Of all places. Ghana on a spiritual retreat. Can we call? The cell phones work there? How about Mayor-elect? Are you going to continue this mandate, or are you going to stop it 4 days later? The absurdity of all of this. The absurdity.
I don't want to buzz chops, but it's either Ghana or Fort Lee, you know?
Yeah, but
it's
somewhere. Where is he? And then
he may as well
be
at the North Pole with Santa
Claus. Exactly. He's probably on a land with Misfit Toys. I want to be a dentist. But then on top of all of this, this idiot mayor who's leaving office thinks he's going to run for governor next year. Who wants him as governor? Who? Please name the four people who are going, you know, he'd make a great governor. He's so wonderful.
He's running, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Enough already. Stop. Look, again, I think you should get the vaccine. But if you decide that you don't want to get it, it should be up to you. You shouldn't be forcing private employers to have to get it. And then here's the other thing. How do private employers enforce this, right? So we work in a building, Joe, where there are a number of private offices, right? Mm-hmm. Is security of the building going to stop you? The guy, when I walk in the morning, he's asleep. He's sleeping. He's snoring. Is he now suddenly going to check my – he's now going to suddenly check my vaccination status? I'm sorry. I was sleeping. Are you vaccinated? Really?
I think Al's a little upset.
He's getting the guy in trouble.
That guy is out. There's two guys during the week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They're awake. The other guy who works Thursday, Friday, and the weekend or whatever, every single time I walk in, he's –
Al, I came in this weekend and he was awake at 2 in the afternoon, which is good.
Yeah, in the afternoon, in the middle of the night when I walk in here, the guy is asleep. And by the time he wakes up, I'm already in the elevator. So how is he checking my vaccination status? I don't get that. And then why are we putting it on the security people in this building? They're already checking IDs and all this other stuff. Yeah. Tony does a great job during the day. Now he's going to start checking for vaccination status.
Well, they did have the NYU people scanning when you come in and
But those people are going up to NYU to the medical offices and they want to check. I understand all of that. But why are you putting the onus on the private employer? This is an overreach by government here. It's an overreach. And you know what it's going to do, Joe? It's going to drive more people of businesses that operate in New York City out of New York City. They're just going to go, you know what?
I know. I just don't think legally it holds up. But I just think it's a show. What kills me, he goes on MSNBC. And of course,
and the other one, the two frauds who aren't even in the studio, they're working remotely or whatever and saying they're together. And they said, please stop. Enough already.
I know. We'll see what happens. Hey, 877-970-2999. We'll break now because Senator Marsha Blackburn will join us. You want to hear her thoughts on the late, great Bob Dole, truly a great patriot, a great American, just so fought so valiantly for this country. And Senator Blackburn will break that down and pay respects to Bob Dole, who we lost over the weekend. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, and Debbie Duhame is on the roads checking traffic for you. How we doing, Deb, this morning?
Joe, we've got problems. 9 southbound into Raritan Street in South Amboy, a collision. The New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north at the Garden State Parkway overturned. Vehicle 1 and 9 northbound slowing down by Haynes Avenue, getting up through Newark with a crash as well. Still an hour in at the George to the upper level, 40 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 40, Holland still 40 minutes in as well. We're still seeing delays this morning on the LIE eastbound at Springfield Boulevard with an accident. Frog's Neck Bridge has some ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Telling you about Broadway House. Love telling you about Broadway House for continuing care. It was recently named one of New Jersey's best nursing homes by NJBiz. They consistently earn 5-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the national organization's highest rating. But while awards are great, Broadway House measures success in the restored health of the residents, those recovering from HIV, from AIDS, acute illnesses, or injuries. Here's one example, if I may. For the first time in years, Christine has hope for the future. She arrived at Broadway House for continuing care, battling substance abuse, homelessness, uncontrolled HIV. Christine was ready to die, but her doctors and nurses refused to give up on her. It took comprehensive expert care and lots of love. Today, Christine is healthy and plans to move home with her mother. Broadway House believes all their residents deserve the chance for a new life. We will be broadcasting soon down there at the Broadway House. So proud to tell you about James Gonzalez and the great team down there at Broadway House in Newark. So please check out BroadwayHouse.org, okay? It's Broadway House. .org.
Jay Sekulow and crew sees outrage from the left.
The most important case involving life that's made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court since 1992. What we're hearing from the left is the outrage, but I think what that really underscores is that they're very worried about the decision.
Absolutely. I think they see the writing on the wall, and so they're going to scream as loudly as they can.
Sekulow, live. Weeknights at 6, right before Kevin McCullough at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire, and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in Wednesday for The Catman. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I love telling you about Tunnel to Towers. They have stepped up. They have brought this country together, I believe, this great organization. When Frank Siller walked 537 miles, you know, he went from the Pentagon to Shanksville onto Ground Zero, retracing the steps of Stephen Siller. And when you think about more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice in this war on terror. It just you think about it, you go, wow, I shake my head. I can't believe that we lost that many. You know, well, the Tunnel to Towers Foundations had honored these men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony that was down in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Memorial. Remember? Well, Tunnel to Towers is making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. Now, the foundation season of hope, I love the season of hope, runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's heroes. Cannot do it without you. And thank you for your generosity. So we ask you to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org, please. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. I got air conditioning on, guys. That's killing me. No, I know, and I can't turn it off. I found out in the hotel, you got to play with that little thing on the wall, you know, the temperature, go bop, 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 and I push enough buttons, it shuts it off. I can't stand
it. Then it breaks.
Then
you get billed $500.
That's what will happen. So I'm in the studio here at Salem Media in L.A., and I'm trying to turn off the air conditioning. I can't. I go, oh, because me, I'm allergic to air conditioning. You know, and I'm on,
Samory
and I'm
will be sending you a bill.
Yes, Salem will send you a bill. Yo, you know they will, right? It's like, man, oh, man. Oh, man. And I'm on the plane. I got the aisle seat, and I like the aisle seat, see? I like the aisle seat, but, again, it's too cold because the air blows from up top. But I will tell you this about the airplanes. They're recycling that air like I've never seen before, and that's a good thing. Hey, Senator Marsha Blackburn, kind enough to join us, Republican senator from Tennessee, very, very busy and doing a great job fighting the fight in Washington, one of the few in D.C. fighting for you and fighting for me, and she's kind enough to join us on the radio this morning. Senator Blackburn, welcome back to the show, ma'am. Great to have you with us this morning.
It is so good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Well, Senator, we lost Bob Dole. What a hero! What a great American hero! You knew him. Give us your thoughts about the late great senator, if you would.
Well, he was a great senator, as was Elizabeth Dole when she served, and I think that his wisdom, his insights, his humor. But also his belief that every single person owed this country their respect and their willingness to fight to defend freedom. When you think of Bob Dole, you will remember him as a happy warrior freedom fighter who really felt like everyone should give their best effort in defense of this country, whether it was military service or public service, and that we should all strive to accomplish things that are bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, and I can't believe what he went through in the Second World War, when you think about it, how he recovered in Kansas, Senator Blackburn.
Right.
And then when he would get dressed, he wouldn't let anyone help him. With one arm, he would always button his shirt up. You know, it's, and I don't want to sound like an old guy here, but I think we need more people like that, Senator Blackburn, in America today. Certainly,
sure.
You know, maybe colleagues down there could step up. It doesn't seem like, you know, the folks aren't like that. The fighters from the Greatest Generation, ma'am.
Well, that is right. And he had that fight in him. And he loved to be out there defending freedom. And in 96, when he ran for president, I had the opportunity to do some work on his campaign and to volunteer here in Tennessee. And he came into the state. We did an event, and he was absolutely delightful. He loved being on the campaign trail, because it gave him the opportunity to talk about the greatness of America.
What was the turning point for you, Senator Blackburn, if I may, to jump in, make the run, knowing, you know, all the negativity that you're going to have to endure jumping into politics? What was the impetus for you?
For me, it was focusing on keeping freedom alive. I say there are five things I go fight for every day: faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity. And I saw what was happening to small business and to new start businesses, and the cost of compliance and liability costs that were there. And I thought, wait a minute, somebody needs to do something about this. And I was involved in my community. I was involved with the Republican Party, and we were trying to recruit someone to run for a state Senate seat. And finally, some of those that were working with me said, Marsha, you need to make this race. So I did. I ran and I won. Went to the House and now to the Senate.
And doing a great job, ma'am. And if I may, I'm just in a retrospective mood this morning, if I can, Marsha Blackburn, because, you know, the mother of my big boy, Joey, from born in Knoxville. And then I got to go down there and experience the Smoky Mountains, you know, and go down and meet the good people of Tennessee. And sometimes, and I say this, too, and I say this to our audience in New York. I'm speaking to you from Los Angeles, you know, the Salem Media out here. But I tell you, it seems like the heart of America now is down south. Marsha Blackburn, it's like people believe in America. They fly the flag. They're not ashamed to say we are one nation under God. I mean, you know, but it's a good time for the South, you know.
Well, people are moving in droves to Tennessee.
Yeah.
We have no state income tax. We're a right to work state. We have the lowest tax burden per capita of any state in the country. And you have so much of your music industry, entertainment industry, healthcare industry. Most of the nation's hospitals are managed and run out of Nashville. We have the most visited of our national parks in the Smoky Mountains. It's the most visited park every single year. And we know that people are choosing to come to Tennessee. And I think that's a really great thing. Now, of course, I was with a group of people yesterday, and there were some new residents to the state, that had come from California. And somebody told them, said, well, you know, leave your politics out there. Don't bring them with you. And here in my community, there's a T-shirt that people are wearing a lot. And the T-shirt says, don't California my Tennessee.
That's great. That is great and right on the money. Senator Blackburn, I love it. I love when you talk about that. I talk about Jersey the same way, but boy, we wish we had your tax structure up in the state of New Jersey. They're killing us. They're killing us with property tax. Before we let you go, the Build Back Better bill, they're pushing this thing, and we know what it's going to do. What's going to happen with the Senate in that regard, Senator Blackburn, please?
Well, it's obvious they don't have the votes for it. That's a very good thing. It is actually the Build Back Broke bill.
Yes, true.
Because if they pass this thing, everybody's going to be broke, because you've got billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of tax increases and fee increases over the 10-year life of this bill. And they're using 10 years worth of taxes to pay for one year's worth of programs.
Wow.
So it will hit everyone negatively. So I think that it is important that we continue, keep the pressure on, that they are not able to pass this, and we're going to keep working on it.
And we know hopefully a change in the House and, you know, very short time. Marsha Blackburn, before we let you go, Senator, 2024, I mean, you see President Trump maybe gearing up, maybe Mike Pompeo, you know, Ron DeSantis, yourself running. What's the inside line in Washington these days before we let you go, Senator, if I may, about 2024?
I think most people are focused on 2022. Yeah. And being able to stop a lot of this Biden agenda. Mm-hmm. So you'll see us take the House and the Senate, and from there we will pivot to 24.
You know, Marsha Blackburn, you are great to talk to. I so enjoy chatting with you. When I saw you in person down in Washington and we were there at an event, you were so pleasant, and we just need that in politics today. So with all our heart, we thank you for joining us on the program, and
always
you are so
good
welcome.
To join.
Yes, you are welcome here anytime. Thank you, Senator. Keep the fight,
take
and
care.
We'll talk
Bye-bye.
Soon. Take care. Senator Marsha Blackburn, great gal. You know, the kind of person you meet, and by the way, there's some other folks I met down there last time I was in Washington, senators, and I shouldn't mention their names.
name, Senator Cotton. I shouldn't mention his name, but he went flying by with all the people around him. And I went, hey, Tom, and he walked right by. Senator Blackburn took the time. She stopped. She talked with everybody. She turned to me, Joe, how you doing? Just play. That's what politics is about. I love that Blackburn style. I really do. Hey, Joe on the radio, we're going to talk about Tunnel to Towers when we come back. Al is fired up this morning. He's not happy.
How you
He's
doing? Not happy. No, I'm not happy. I'm not happy about a lot of things. You wouldn't believe. Do we have a second? Can I vent about what happened to me on Friday?
Sure, go for it.
The
go
worst
it,
day yeah. ever. So Friday at the end of the show, I get a phone call from my home insurance company, who also has my car insurance, to tell me that my bank that holds my mortgage never paid my homeowner's insurance for next year. This year, the payment that's due, right?
You know, that's not the first time I've heard that.
Now, wait. Yeah, so I get on the phone with Investors Bank, and I'm happy to out the bank because they're the worst bank ever. I wouldn't want to do business with them ever.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So there goes that sponsorship.
Whatever. I don't care. They're garbage people. Anyway, the woman on the phone proceeds to tell me, you never signed the form to escrow your money for your home insurance. I said, I signed 72 forms from you people. How is it that this form is suddenly the one that gets slipped past? Meanwhile, when I got my mortgage last year from these people, the first tax payment was supposed to be made. They never made it. I got a call from the town saying I owed my first quarter taxes. I had to call them, and they said, oh, yeah, we made a mistake. We're really sorry. So why is it that I'm surprised that this happened? So now I have to scramble. I get to the bank branch. I give them all the information, the paperwork. The woman says, well, we don't know if we're going to be able to pay this by the 20th. I said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to pay it before the 20th, because if I come in here next Friday and it's not paid, you don't want me to be here. You really should get it paid because there's money in escrow to take care of it. Then I get home. Uh-oh. My garbage isn't picked up. Garbage company I've been using for 20 years. I call them. Hi, my garbage wasn't picked up. Here's my address. After waiting on hold for 45 minutes. You know what the woman says? Did you leave the pail out the night before? I said, are you gonna start this year? I said, the owner of your company lives in my town. If my garbage isn't picked up by 3 o'clock today, I'm bringing my garbage to his house. You can pick it up there. Right? I come back from picking up my son at school. Not only did they pick up my garbage, they brought me a new garbage pail with signs of the garbage company all over it so the guy won't screw up again. Then I bought this remote control for the Christmas tree that we had to pick up.
There's more.
So this was a trifecta. Bed Bath & Beyond, right?
Yeah.
I go to Bed Bath & Beyond. I order it online. It's ready for pickup. Go in. I pull up to the Bed Bath & Beyond that I think is the Bed Bath & Beyond. It's dark. There's nothing. There's no lights. I go, what happened? Did they close? No, they moved. Don't tell me. Just assume I got to go to the wrong place. I thought I bought a device that didn't exist. I went to the other place. They're like, oh, yeah, we moved 3 months ago. That's great. It's great. That's my day. That was my day on Friday.
Just trying to get to it. I've been waiting for it. You've been holding back on that all morning.
I have. I've been trying to stay calm, and I can't. And then Mayor Dumbbell, everybody has to be vaccinated. Otherwise, you can't get out. Okay, stupid. Get out of office. The guy can't get out fast enough. Where's the $1 billion that your wife took? Where?
How's the Jackie Gleason? He's Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, get
Ralph
out. Cramden. Everybody out.
You are a blabbermouth.
That's right.
Blabbermouth.
Al makes Jackie Gleason look like a dub.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, but I feel you paying
Monday.
On all those things,
Happy
man.
Monday.
No,
hi.
Listen. And it's a 9:36, and Jackie Henry. We're going to talk about the Tunnel to Towers and how they helped out yet another family in such a loving way and such a heroic way. Joe Piscopo on the radio, broadcasting from Los Angeles, from Salem Media, out here into New York, coming home tomorrow, hoping for all the best. That red eye. I'll be good tomorrow. I'll be like you tomorrow morning, complaining about the trip home. Right now, I've got the news for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo, about to have a heart attack with local news. First, here's what's going on. Building department inspectors will be back in the Bronx this morning, trying to figure out why the floor of a beauty salon collapsed into the basement Sunday evening, injuring 3, including a child. The collapse took place around 5:40 p.m. inside the new Clayman Hair Braiding Store on Prospect Avenue. The salon is on the first floor of an apartment building, and 3 victims expected to recover. Eyewitnesses say they heard strange noises right before the collapse. They ran into the building to get everyone out. Department of Buildings inspectors gave the owner of the building a ticket for not properly maintaining the building. And the big 3 mail delivery services released the deadlines for holiday packages to show up in time for Christmas. UPS, FedEx, and U.S. Postal Service urging their customers mail their cards and gifts earlier rather than later. The USPS has a holiday deadline of December 15th for packages sent through regular mail in the 48 continuous states. December 17th for first-class mail. You have until December 21st to ship packages by UPS, and FedEx has a December 9th deadline for economy shipping, but also offers same-day services right up until December 24th. In sports, the Jets crushed by the Eagles 33-18. The Dolphins beat the Giants 20-9. The Islanders lose again, this time in a shootout to the Blackhawks 3-2. And the late Gil Hodges, among six newcomers selected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, they'll enter Cooperstown on July 24th of next year. Among other things, he managed the Miracle Mets to a World Series title in 1969. Hodges died in 1972 at the age of 47. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thruway southbound stop-and-go traffic getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with foggy conditions. 287 eastbound slowing down, getting out toward White Plains. Expect delays on the cross-county eastbound at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester with a collision on the shoulder. Inbound GWB an hour to the upper level, 40 to the lower level heading into town. Inbound Lincoln, that's 40. Holland about 40 in from both approaches. 109 northbound at Haines Avenue in Newark, a collision. And over on Route 9 southbound, getting it to South Amboy, a collision still being cleared. LIE eastbound at Springfield Boulevard, it's an accident. The left lane is blocked. Over at the Throgs Neck Bridge, watch for volume as you head into Queens. It's all due to some ongoing construction, Bronxbound construction as well. Let's see what's happening at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge. You're building heading into town, and traffic is slowing down this morning on Suffolk Ave and Central Islip with a collision still being cleared. Overcast today, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade. Save big on computers with Intel Core processors for your small business, plus free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If there is to be a great awakening in this country, it will come through an understanding of God's revealed word. Pastor Melissa Scott, Ph.D., teaches God's word every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. from Faith Center in Glendale, California. Attend the live service by calling 800-338-3030. That's 800-338-3030. To make your reservations or to watch the live streams 24-7 at understandthebible.com. That's 800-338-3030. Come to church this Sunday, 800-338-3030.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. That's what I'm doing in L.A. We had a big, not just a shoot, it was like a film shoot for Relief Factor. I mean, a whole big production, and I love it. And the good folks at Relief Factor said, come on out. So they put in the copy for me to read on TV. They said, Joe, we had like dinner the night before, right, when I came in, and we chatted on Saturday, and they took all the points down, and they put it immediately the next day into the script. And I go, hey, this sounds just like me. And they go, Joe, that's what we're doing. They listen to this program. They hear me talk about Relief Factor. How I tell you how it got me out of pain, how you tell me how you got out of pain with Relief Factor. And they love it. And what I said, you know what I love most about it? We're helping people. We're helping people. And also, this is as logical as it gets when you talk about something that I'm quote-unquote advertising. And I speak from the heart because if I want to see if we can get you out of pain. I'm saying, okay, I know how Relief Factor worked for me in 5 days. I'm up and I'm at them and as active as I am, I don't think I could do it without Relief Factor. Certainly, as I always say, by the grace of God. You got 3 weeks to get out of pain and it's less than $20. How do you not go to ReliefFactor.com? You hear what I'm saying? How do you not call 800-4-RELIEF? 800-4-RELIEF. 1995. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. These are great folks. I got to tell you something at Relief Factor. I'm so proud to tell you about this great product. I'm so proud to be coming from the Relief Factor studios out in Los Angeles and out of New York. And I love telling you something that will make your life better. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 1995, the 3 week quick start. ReliefFactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Today's Hero Spotlight segment is sponsored by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring America's heroes through its Season of Hope. Donate now at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org.
I am just so proud. I'm so proud to tell you about the different things, whether it's Relief Factor, and now we turn to Tunnel to Towers, how great Tunnel to Towers is, and the Siller family. I'm just so proud. Now, Jackie Henry is the widow of a Derry Township police officer, Michael Henry Jr., and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has stepped up for Jackie and the family. Jackie, welcome to the program. Great of you to join us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about I'm always uncomfortable asking to tell us about your husband, but hopefully it's therapeutic for you. And tell us how you met and what happened and how the Tunnel to Towers stepped up, please.
Well, Michael was just a wonderful man. He was a family man. Everything he did was for our family. Yeah. Police work was his purpose. It came first, and we always knew that, but that didn't diminish his commitment to us or the quality of life that we had with him one bit. We met, ironically enough, on Valentine's Day, way back in 1997, at a bar. you know, how most people do, I guess, but, you know, it was, you know, we both knew kind of right away that we were meant to be together and, you know, got pregnant right away. We have two children and just kind of he always knew he was going to be a police officer. He joined the force with Derry Township in 1998 and was an Army veteran before we met. He was in the Army. He was also in the PA National Guard.
Wow.
And so service was just his life.
Yeah. This is great. And so what happened? And if you could walk, and first of all, thank you for your service. You know, Jackie, thank you. In law enforcement. And so you said your husband tragically passed away. Was it in complications after the result of a motorcycle accident?
It was. He was 22 years. Almost 22 years in service, and he was planning on, you know, we were planning on a retirement, and he wanted to end his career doing something he loved. And he had just recently, prior few years, gotten into motorcycle riding, and the position came open. And unfortunately, you know, there's not a lot, you know, that are qualified to do that. And he was, and, you know, he didn't want to see the program go down. It was, you know, he found a lot of honor in that, you know, for all of the motorcades that they do for fallen officers, for, you know, presidents, for all those kinds of things. So he decided to do that. And unfortunately, during the training with that, he had a motorcycle crash. And ultimately, he passed from complications due to that injury.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And then Tunnel to Towers stepped up to pay off the mortgage of your home.
Yes, we were just kind of so shocked and so surprised. I received an email from the department. They reached out to the department first, and I kind of didn't believe it. You know, we're law enforcement families are used to serving others. You know, we're not the recipients of things like that. Yeah. So it was kind of very, very difficult to comprehend to begin with and very, very overwhelming with that. But it's a gift that really... It means so much to our families.
Yeah. Jackie, that's great. I can hear it in your voice. And you know, we love you and we love you. What you've given back in law enforcement, we're feeling for you. And the family's hanging in okay, are they?
Yes, yes. You know, our kids were 15 and almost 19 when Michael passed. Our daughter was a sophomore in college, but she's a college athlete. She's poured everything into it. Our son is a hockey player. Yeah. So, you know, this helps me being able to, you know, support them in those things too.
Yeah. Jackie Henry, thank you. I know it's not easy. Thanks for jumping on the air. You're an inspiration to us. We thank your husband, Michael, for his service. And God bless you for the holidays. And I know Tunnel to Towers, you know, we're so proud to tell everybody about Tunnel to Towers. And here they stepped up for you in such a big way. And we're wishing you all the best. And especially during this holiday season, Jackie. Thanks for taking the time with us on the radio this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for providing the time. You know, we're just eternally grateful not only to all the wonderful people at Tunnel to Towers, but everyone who does donate. You know, it takes the generosity of our nation. So thank you very much.
That's right. God bless, Jackie. And hopefully we'll talk soon. Thank you. Jackie Henry right there. Oh, goes through your heart, right? And but the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, stepping up, T2T.org. This is not a commercial, but it's T2T.org, $11 a month. And when you do, you're able to help folks like this. And, you know, with children, putting their lives on the line and helping out families across the United States in this regard. And in such a big, big way. Always, always so proud to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, Joe on the radio. So here we are in Los Angeles. Smoggy. The sun's not coming out. Has not come out since I've been here. It's been smoggy and foggy, and I'm out. I think I'm out in the valley. I guess I'm in the valley. Where's Glendale? Is that like kind of the valley way? I've been down here like 100 years.
Isn't that by Burbank?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds good. It's around there. And then I'm going to go back, and I'm just going to hop in the car, go back, and head on to Vegas. And that'll be hot in Vegas. It's always hot in Vegas, isn't it, babe? Yeah.
Well, it's another desert, though, so who knows? Yeah. Maybe you'll get the chills.
Well, we'll see. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, Joe on the radio, and Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hi, Joe. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's go to the FDR Drive South, slowing down through the 60s with an accident just cleared. Eastbound Gowanus, still heavy traffic getting up and out toward the Prospect. Watch for stop-and-go traffic on 9 southbound at Raritan Street in South Amboy with a collision. The New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north at exit 11, an accident being cleared. 1 and 9 northbound easing, getting up toward Haynes Avenue in Newark, a crash being cleared. 280 westbound, getting out toward exit 15, getting into Newark, it's a crash as well. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, still heavy to the upper level, about 45 in, lower level 30. Over at the inbound side of the Lincoln, that's still holding on to a 40-minute delay, and 35 in over at the Holland from both approaches, so expect delays there as well. Watch for some volume on 684 northbound up by 84 in Brewster with a jackknifed tractor trailer. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees at least a little justice.
Congratulations, Fredo, on getting caught in the ringer like your brother. He's a louse. He's an absolute roided-out louse. And for a small time, he will see a little bit of justice.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A bit of rain to start the day, otherwise it'll be cloudy today, increasingly windy and milder, with a couple of showers around this afternoon and early this evening, our high 62, and partly cloudy overnight, windy and turning colder, low 37. Tomorrow, breezy and cold with sunshine, followed by increasing clouds, high 42. Wednesday, cloudy and cold with some snow and flurries. There can be a coating of an inch in places, especially on non-paved surfaces. Wednesday's high only 38. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. This is Joe Piscopo telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella. Alex was great. He was at the Stone Pony. He was there. Give me a big hug. Iggy was there. I love Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. They're at the Stone Pony for Mary's Place by the Sea. I'm just saying, as Mikey and I jumped on stage, the legendary Stone Pony with Quincy Mumford, we had such a great time. But on Route 22 Toyota now, they're paying more for your car than you're going to get anywhere else, I think. I give you a number. I'm going to give you a number where you can get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. All right, here it is. It's 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. If you're stuck in traffic and you can't jot something down or punch something in your phone, go to Route 22. Toyota.com, Route22Toyota.com. Alex has told us that it doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle, they are offering over book value for any make or model at Route 22 Toyota. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, and our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. 973-705-8905. You could visit them at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry. Chopping to the dropping in the snow. Kids are crying, dogs are barking. Catching up with folks who barely know.
Who's this album? What is this?
Katy Perry.
What is it?
Katy Perry.
Fabulous. Thank you. Okay,
oh, you're
thank
you.
Could we play some Doris Day or something?
Doris Day. Hey, guys, before we go on a serious note, another police officer shot and fatally shot outside of Dallas. I mean, just responding to a disturbance at Albertson's grocery store, the 1500 block in Mesquite in Texas. And this police officer was shot. Richard Houston, rest in peace. Another police officer shot, brutally murdered in the line of duty. And we send our condolences to the family. It's tough out there for law enforcement, and that's why we always support our men and women in blue. That's why we always support the United States military and are proud to be from this great country. We have some great folks, great citizens. I know I'm traveling all over, and I keep telling you this every morning. When I go out and I go around and I meet people, and I shake hands and I embrace people and they're nice and I connect with people. I can't tell you, from hotels to in the streets to just people out there in everyday life, we're a good country. We're not racist. We are a good country. We're not mean. We're not the big ugly Americans, you know. And I want to keep the country just as it is. Keep us on the right path. And so help me God, we will get there. And we appreciate you listening every morning. That's why I jump on the air. I'm running around like a mama loca. I'm running around from here to there, everywhere. I go to the Stone Pony, and then I run out and we shoot all day yesterday. And I'm looking at the clock and I'm going, all right, I got to get up like 1 o'clock in the morning, you know. So I got a couple hours sleep because I wanted to be with you on the radio. I take it very seriously. It's nice when I'm with folks like Relief Factor folks. They appreciate the rate. They appreciate you. They appreciate the audience. They appreciate our direct line to you through this radio thing, this radio journey that I've been on for, you know what, going into our 8th year now. And proud to be here, you know, and proud to have you listening. And Joe, proud to be with you as well. With Al, we got the best team in the morning, I'm telling you.
Thanks.
We try to keep it positive. We got a great show for you tomorrow. I will let you know. The drama is this. Does Joe get in on time? Does he get through the Lincoln Tunnel? Does he have to head back to the house? These are the problems of the day. He is not beyond the people. He is with the people every moment. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Joey. Debbie, I love you. Thank you for listening. I love you from Los Angeles. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.